used in a funeral. I don't think of that.
How do you picture it used?
More just in a less serious, shall we say, situation.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying on. She was really carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Could be used as a funeral, at a funeral, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Of a funeral.
When you say someone was really carrying on, does it imply that they were insincere, or it was a show?
No, not necessarily too insincere, but carried away with whatever subject that was in question.
Mm-hmm.
Saying things probably they wouldn't say in other circumstances.
Uh-huh. Say a disease that children used to get, where they choke up in the night and they get blisters inside their throat.
Hoping, wait a minute, croup.
Or something that children would die from. Though.
Croup, they could die from croup.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of
diphtheria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't think of diphtheria necessarily. Didn't you say at night?
Uh-huh.
Necessarily having anything to do with night.
Mm-hmm.
But of course it has something to do with your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble?
Arthritis.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation, you say you've got?
Appendicitis, probably.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for appendicitis?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had to.
Came back up?
Uh-huh. You'd say
he had to throw up, if you want to be very, very, shall we say, frank.
Uh-huh.
But also, he had to vomit, but either one of them is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Which word sounds nicer to you?
Get rid of his food sounds better to me.
Uh-huh. What about a really crude expression?
Really crude? I think throw up is pretty crude.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard the word heave used.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as crude as I can go.
Mm-hmm. Say if a person vomited, you say he was sick.
In his stomach.
Okay. And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and was spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he was
rushing her, maybe. He was going steady with her.
Uh-huh. What do you mean rushing?
That just means paying a great deal of attention to her.
Uh-huh. What if he's serious about her? You'd say he was
courting her.
Uh-huh. There's a difference between rushing and courting.
Yes. Rushing is much more. He has a sudden fancy and he carries it out and you don't know whether it's going to last or not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be called her?
Steady, a beau, a sweetheart.
And she would be his?
Girl.
Okay, any other name?
A sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been?
Smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she
dropped him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
And
turned him down.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke it off.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Well, you might say got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom
is the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
And do you remember a long time ago, people in the community would get married, other people would